Oh my God. It only took an hour to get this thing up and going. I'm sorry, guys. Major, major issues with my computer. Hating life. Hating LiveX. Hating the Wi-Fi. Hating the ground. Hating the air. Hating everything. But you know what doesn't hate? The Green Bay Packers. The Packers don't let you down. Even if they lose, they still provide you entertainment and life and liberty and all those great things we've come to enjoy, along with leaving your hunger on the sidelines. If you want to tackle your hunger the right way at Festival Foods, the grocery and tailgating headquarters of the Green Bay Packers, because I know you do, from their fan favorite Festy Burgers to must-have game day wings and the legendary Towering T-Bone, Festival Foods has everything you need to make your next tailgating party a touchdown. You want more mouth-watering options? I'm sure you do. Explore all of their game day worthy food at festfoods.com/tailgating. That's festfoods.com/tailgating. I could not need alcohol more than I do right now at this moment. If I was in Green Bay, as soon as I'd be done with this stream, I'd be heading to Festival Foods. Nags loves his promos. You better believe he does. Hey, they get us paid. You gotta love what gets you paid, right? Can we stop their defense? Matt, that's not quite how it works, but if you mean their defensive front, there are ways to mitigate their pass rush. I don't think you're ever going to fully shut down Bosa and company, but I think a quicker than passing game, sticking with the running game, getting the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands quickly and efficiently, that's the key. Now, that's easier said than done, as we saw the last time around, but yes, this Packers team is up to the challenge. Craig, thank you so much for the super chat. So Vitaly is the only Packer on the injury report. Would he make a big difference if he plays? I don't know about a big difference. He definitely gives them another option on how they want to attack that defense. We'll see if he questionable, you know, is very different now than it was a few years ago. Back in the day, questionable, there was a good chance he probably wasn't going to play. Nowadays, if you're questionable, it could be anywhere from he's 80% ready to go to, you know, there's a good chance he doesn't play. We'll have to see on game day where that lands. I don't think it's the difference in them being able to get over the hump on the 49ers, though. Gabriel, I like it. We're winning. Screw all the haters. Go Pack, go. Carry the G. Good job on Madden. Thanks, Steven. Got to admit, that final kick, I was a little nervous after having missed two extra points, but Crosby came through. Hello from my honeymoon in Australia. My wife said she is sick of Cheesehead TV this trip. I'll bet she is, Dustin. Hey, carry the G, buddy. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Lazard, Kumaro, and Big Dog, and Run the Rock. I'm down with that. Lazard and Kumaro can help in the running game as well, as well as Big Dog. But running the football, I posted a clip from Transplants earlier this afternoon on my Twitter feed. Running the football, sticking with the run, is going to be a big key on Sunday night. 49ers tend to run a lot of crossing patterns and slants that kill zone coverage, and all it takes is man one wide receiver to win to give up a big play. What do we have to do to take away Jimmy's first read? Well, it's impossible to take away a first read on each and every down. You got to mix and match. You can't just play predominantly one coverage or the other. Patton will play a lot of different coverages. And I disagree that the slants are the thing that will kill them if they play their technique. The slant killed them towards the end of the first half in that last game. Martinez got out of position. But I do think when they try to run man, their crossers are and have been a problem. The communication is key. They've done a lot better job in the second half of the season communicating not only in the secondary but with the linebacking core. You've seen guys get singled up on Martinez quite a bit here these last few weeks, and you got to think that's something that Shanahan will look to attack, because any wide receiver on Martinez, and that's no knock on Martinez, that's a matchup win for the offense. Brian, thanks for the super chat. Coward doesn't carry the G or wash his butt. You got that right. There ain't no mystery on that one. Are the guys on defense more disciplined now versus week 12? Craig, very much so. Now, that doesn't mean that Shanahan won't be able to scheme things up, but I do think it is there's a world of difference between the defense that went into Levi Stadium back in week 12 and the defense that will take the field on Sunday night. That doesn't magically fix everything, of course. Still a very good football team, a very good offense they're facing, But everything from communication to fits to keys is a lot cleaner now than it was then. I can't wait to make the Super Bowl and get Packers transplants every day, the week of the big game. That's right, Apollo. As we said during the Madden Challenge, Madden Preview, and on transplants, if the Packers are in the Super Bowl, Corey and I will be in Miami. We will be on Radio Row, and we will be doing transplants every single day of the week. Can't wait. Stop playing that soft-ass zone, please. I hear you, Travis. Against the Seahawks and against the Chiefs, I thought it made a lot of sense because those teams have made a living with their deep shots. Obviously, DK Metcalf for the Seahawks and then Hill and company for the Chiefs. So as frustrating as it is to watch them give up some of that soft, easy stuff, you're protecting and making sure that they do not kill you with the big shot. And for the most part, I think Petten's been right on in that assessment. Just sending a go, Pack, go. Thank you very much. Right back at you. Super Edge 99, thanks for the super chat. Tyler Irvin, a key to victory, field position. I very much agree. Talked about that on the radio this week and on transplants. I think he's the real X factor in this game, not only for his return ability, but also on offense. I think if his package continues to expand on the offensive side of the ball, I think they've got a good shot of moving the football with a lot more efficiency. I won't say ease because the 49ers are too good on defense, but I do think there's a lot they can do that they weren't able to do back in week 12 because of Irvin. Nagler, let's go. Super Bowl bound. Diego, that's what I'm talking about. Carry the G, people. I don't give two shits about what the pros say. We are winning. There you go. I like it. Like, sub, and share. Craig, thank you very much. If you do like what we do here at Cheesehead TV, please, please hit like on the videos. Subscribe to the channel. And hey, if you really want to support what we do at Cheesehead TV, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. Supports everything we do. And thank you to everybody who already does so. I can't tell you how amazing it is to watch the support grow over the year. You get, the satisfaction of supporting a grassroots bootstrap organization like Cheesehead TV. And you also get exclusive content like my Nagler's Never Right interview with Kenny Clark that just dropped a couple days ago. I still have to kind of pinch myself on that one. Right at the end of it, I said, you know, obviously, on social media, I make no secret of what a big, big fan I am of what you do. And his response was, I'm a big fan of you, too. I tell you what, if you told little 12-year-old Aaron Nagler that one day he would grow up and be doing a show, a podcast, whatever, and that a Packers player of the caliber of Kenny Clark would say, I'm a fan of you, too, I got to tell you what, that 12-year-old probably would have fainted. Who will be the unexpected player of the game? I'll go with Tyler Irvin. I think he's going to make a big difference. I think he's going to surprise people in his offensive output. When did Jimmy G get better than Rodgers? LOL, your name is apt because we're talking about, I believe, the Damian Woody segment on ESPN where he gave the edge at quarterback to the 49ers. Look, I'm as critical of Aaron Rodgers as anyone. Lord knows I get tons of heat for daring to call out Rodgers when he is inconsistent, when he is off the mark, etc. But watching the performance on Sunday night and then watching Jimmy G throughout the last, couple games, how can you sit there and say the 49ers have the edge at quarterback? You know, whatever Rodgers is towards here, the end of his career, he still has the experience edge. He still has the pelts on the wall. He still knows how to rise to the occasion. He's been on this stage numerous times. Whereas it'll be the first time for Jimmy Garoppolo, and that's not to take anything away from Garoppolo. But we all know who the better quarterback is. Come on. Like, subscribe, Patreon, everything! I like it, Dustin. Let's see what we got here. Katie, I think MVS will be a surprise factor. I hope so. I would love it if they opened up the same way they did against the Bears, only this time MVS catches the ball. How amazing would that be? I'm down for that, though, man. I'm down for it. Dan Orlovsky said no to run your head against the wall and pass on first and second down. I agree for the part about occasionally throwing on first down to set up more manageable downs, but they have to run the football. If they pass the ball 40 times, they're dead. They're just dead against that defense. I'm totally fine with the rhythm passing game, but... Yeah, if they drop back more than they run it early in the game, they're asking for trouble. Dylan Beamer, thanks for the super chat. Olivia and Ryan picked the 49ers not carrying the G. Well, you know, they're quote-unquote objective journalists. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, people? Mason wins it on a last-second field goal. Hey, Casey, that's what happened in the Madden preview earlier this afternoon. Adrian Amos have a solid game. I think it'll be tough because he'll probably get matched up on Kittle quite a little bit. And even though I think he does a good job in that regard, you can only do so much against Kittle. So I think the highlights and or box score may not look great, but I do think he will have a good game. We're nobody's underdog. There you go. Mike McCarthy here in the chat. Are they moving on from Jimmy Graham and Lane Taylor this offseason? Isaiah, let me give Brian Gutekunst a call here real quick. Hey, Brian, yeah, someone in the chat wants to know, are you moving on from Jimmy Graham and Lane Taylor this offseason? Okay. Yeah. No. Okay. Good luck Sunday night. Okay, bye. He wouldn't say. It's destiny that the Pack win the Super Bowl in its 100th year of the NFL. Anita, I'm down. I'm down for a Super Bowl rematch as well. Chiefs versus Packers, rematch of Super Bowl I. Let's do it. Wayne Simmons isn't walking through that door. I hope not, Aaron, because I'd be scared to death. Let's drop 50 on these clowns. All right, Tommy. Okay. I'd love that. That would be wonderful. But let's just score more points than they do. I'll settle for that. 49ers implode this game like we did in week 12. Travis, that's a tall task, tall order. Don't see that happening. I think they're too talented and too well coached. But hey, as I said on Twitter, after the night the Ravens went down, and then early on when the Chiefs went down 24-0, I'm never, ever here to dance on anyone's graves. I will say, though, and I remind you all, it is a week-to-week league, and you better come correct every fucking week. That's as simple as I can put it when it comes to the NFL. Are the 49ers a slightly better team? Yes. If you look at across the board talent-wise, absolutely. Does that mean they're going to waltz through Sunday night on their way to the Super Bowl? Absolutely not. The Packers absolutely have a shot to win this game. And this narrative forming that I see that it's going to be a repeat of week 12, the Packers are lucky to be there, et cetera, et cetera, that is all nonsense. The Packers are a very good football team. They're playing well. They absolutely have a shot to go into Levi's and shock the NFL world. All gas, no fucking break. That's right. I hope the 49ers get overly cocky. I mean, I hear you there. I think 23-21 dogfight better for us over a 31-28 score. Yeah, I would tend to agree. The scrappier and uglier the game is, I think the more that favors the Packers, no question. I think they've been in that position a lot more. It's not that the 49ers haven't won close games. They've done that a lot. But I think an ugly game, low-scoring game, a defensive struggle, think that favors the Packers, if only because as things tighten up as the game goes along, gets into the second half, etc., I think Rodgers' experience really gives them an edge. Any given Sunday, you got that right. People's tinfoil hats are on if the Packers and Chiefs make the Super Bowl. Ah, who cares about all that? Snubbed all the way to Miami. Chad, I feel you, dog. I love how James Jones is the one to carry the G for us all in the NFL Network. Absolutely. Katie, I'm surprised Mercedes and Graham haven't been to an NFC Championship game. Just shows not to take it for granted. Well, obviously with Mercedes would be the AFC Championship. But I think he did get there with the Jaguars that when they got there against the Patriots. I'll take one or two more, folks, and then I'm going to have to jet. Packers have to match their intensity. Travis, I very much agree there. I think that's a very noticeable trait of that week 12 game. Down in and down out, the physical athleticism across the board, you know, the Packers have all of that, but their intensity did not match what the 49ers brought on that Sunday night. I don't know if it was a product of coming out of the bye week. I don't know if it was that Friday, early Friday arrival, but the Packers were not ready for that game, and they absolutely must meet the 49ers intensity level on Sunday night, or it's going to get late real early. Thoughts on scoring first versus being on defense first. I'm with John Madden on this, who back in the day said in big games, like this, he would prefer to be on defense first, get those guys flying around. It's much more reactive attacking rather than having to be the side operating with precision like you have to do on offense. I prefer being on defense and getting the ball in the second half, but that's just me. Enjoy your weekend, Nags. Championship Sunday. Go, Pack, go. Abraham, I'll end it there with a yes, back at you. I can't thank you guys enough for this journey that you've taken with Cheesehead TV this season. I'm really, really, really hoping it's not over on Sunday night. I'll say this. No bullshit, right? I don't love the Packers' chances, but I do like their chances on Sunday night. Any given Sunday. They play this game 10 times. 49ers probably win 6 or 7. But those 7, 8, 9, let's look out for one of those on Sunday night. Get a return, get a turnover, a defensive score, big something breaks on offense, etc. Start cooking with gas. I'm here to tell you, folks, the Packers can win this game. And I can't wait to watch it right here on Cheesehead TV Sunday night with all of you. Watch party, me and Banky. Right here. Be there. Hit like, hit subscribe. Thank you guys so much for putting up with the technical nonsense at the beginning of today's broadcast. I'm so sorry about all of that. And hey, don't leave your hunger on the sidelines. Tackle it the right way at Festival Foods, the grocery and tailgating headquarters of the Green Bay Packers. From their fan favorite Festy Burgers to must-have game day wings and the legendary towering T-Bone, Festival Foods has everything you need to make your next tailgating party a touchdown. Want more mouth-watering options? I know you do. Explore all other game day worthy food at festfoods.com/tailgating. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Sunday night. Go Pack, go.